Participants at a conference in Washington Thursday examined prospects for restarting the global trade talks that have been stalled since September. Earlier this month, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick notified trade officials from over 140 countries that the United States wants to get the talks back on track. Nearly 4 months after the failure at Cancun, Mr. Zoellick's proposal has been positively received. Next month, the U.S. official will travel to several developing countries to better understand their priorities. The curtailed negotiations, known as the Doha Round, were launched in Qatar in 2001. Chris Padilla, an assistant to Mr. Zoellick, says at Cancun, the United States was willing to consider a complete end to agricultural subsidies, something demanded by key developing countries. Mr. Padilla says that offer is still on the table.
In fact, they were on the table, sitting there waiting to be cut. We had spent 2 years doing domestic spade work with Congress and with the U.S. farm community to be able to get to the point of offering to eliminate all agricultural export subsidies and substantially reduce domestic supports.
But Rubens Barbosa, Brazil's ambassador to Washington and a key player in the trade talks, is skeptical about U.S. intentions. He told the conference that a Brazilian-organized bloc of developing countries, blamed by many for wrecking the Cancun meeting, remains suspicious that the United States and European Union are trying to work out their own trade deal on agriculture.
It will be very difficult to go ahead without reaching for the G20 and looking into our perspective. It will be impossible because in the G20 you have Brazil, China, India, South Africa, Mexico, Argentina, the big agricultural producers in the world.
Mr. Padilla and his American colleagues in turn are skeptical about the G20, believing that they seek one-way concessions from rich countries. That obstinance, he says, was on full display in Cancun.
The principal cause of the collapse was that some major developing economies wanted to pocket our bold offers on agriculture goods and services without offering to open their own markets in return.
But overall, participants are cautiously optimistic about a resumption of the trade talks. However, few believe that given the differences between rich and poor countries, the deadline for completing the Doha Round by the end of this year can be met. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.